Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Irsa Roka Thunberg. Thank you very much for joining us, first of all.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
And the film you're presenting here at the festival is The Last Autumn. Would you maybe like to introduce it a little
bit? It's about a farmer who has been breeding his sheep since basically the settlement. You know, his lineage goes back to settlement, to that place. And he lives there with his wife, and their children live in Reykjavik. And because no one wants to take over, it's the last autumn they herd their sheep, and they're joined by their family for that. And it's about life before a transformation, you know.
Why is it, is this place now like this? Is it always more or less been like this, or have people moved out over the years?
It has been slowly happening. The politicians have forgotten about it for many years. So it has been receding, you know. And that year, 4 out of the 9 farms quit it. And 2 of them were people with young families. And now another person has quit, and it's not like the young people don't want to move back, but, you know, who wants to live snowed in for 3 months of the year? You know, you don't have decent electricity. You know, they have electricity, but like the high voltage where you can actually process food, you can work on internet good, so you can work with other things, and you can have innovations with food, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you do that and the electricity goes off for 4 days, everything rots.
Yeah.
So I think just young people, they just demand more comfort. The good thing is there only needs to be 3 families for the society to be blooming again, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's not that much that needs to happen. You go to university or whatever, I mean you want opportunities, and maybe you want your child to do singing guitar lessons, you know. They have sometimes people coming, but I'm interested in, because I think I was really touched when a friend of mine told me that her father was quitting, and she was quite sad because he had been breeding his flock for a long time, you know. And when you breed a flock, it's like, you know, you're trying to make something yours, you know. So it is very personal. Your flock is very personal. And that kind of struck me. And this place has a lot of, you know, it's very mythic. And I came there in 2010 because a friend of mine was the headmaster at the school. And she invited me, and I came to herd. And I was kind of adopted by all the farmers. And since then, I go back every autumn and I help them out. And because I'm a filmmaker and photographer, I started doing lots of photographs. I taught the kids at school. And then when I heard about it, it touched me, you know, and I wanted to make a film about it.
The rhythm of the film as well is very immersive, I found. It's very quiet, but in a way it reflects, I think, what life would be like in there, you know.
Yeah, and you know, it's also about the circularity of life, you know, and in Icelandic mythology, you know, there's the big Ragnarök, which is the twilight of the gods, when there's the chaos, and out of that, the word is created. And, you know, out of that, the first human comes, and his wife and his flock, you know, and that's kind of how the film starts, you know. And then I don't want to give up too much, you know, but that is the reason why that is, you know. You know, so it's about also the transformations, you know. Landscapes go through transformations, languages go through transformations, humans go through transformations. And, you know, even if he moves away, it's not like it has been bombed and disappeared. It still exists, you know. But also how the values are transmitted to children, how the oral tradition, which is very strong in Iceland, you know, the sagas, how that is transmitted through the, you know, the next generation, or, you know, your grandchildren, which is why the grandchildren have not a huge part, but they symbolically, they are quite important.
The main protagonist, one of the main protagonists of the film, his name, what is his name?
Ulfar.
Hulfar, he says we should, I think speaking to his dog or some related to his dog, he's like, we should have more children here. And I thought that was a kind of a simple thing. In fact, it's one of the only things that we hear him say. And I thought that that was really interesting too, the way there's very little said and there's more doing, you know.
The words that he chose are very spoken, you know, but we also, you know, are very well chosen in that sense, you know. You know, it's not that... Yeah, there was a beautiful thing, you know, and also how he kind of explains, you know, history to his grandchildren. And what struck me with that is, like, he communicates to his grandchildren through the animals and the farm, you know.
Yeah. Do you hope that with this film, interest in living in a place like this will rise up? Or are you just documenting the situation?
I think it's also like we should ask ourselves, what values do we want to... What is important from our past, you know? What values do we want to transmit, you know? Saying that, just before, you know, in 2011, two families moved back with its kids, you know? And it was really the society... They have been talking about the disappearance for 30 years. But then one moved away, and then the other one was the headmistress, and suddenly she was the... Her children were three of them, the only children in school, and she doesn't want to do that to her children, so they moved away as well, you know. But who knows, you know, someone might move back, but I think also society today, you know, we in Iceland, you know, we want to pay as little as possible for our meat, you know, but then we want animal welfare, and what is animal, I mean, I'm talking outside of the film, but... You know, there's a lot of questions that come up, you know.
Well, let's
face... You know, small farms, they treat their animals much better than industrial farming, you know. And
that's
I think that's... But you can apply that to clothes, you know. We want things from H&M, but we don't want children to suffer, you know. So it's the double morality of capitalist society.
Right. So it's also perhaps also thinking about the mental health issues, and the discourse actually extends to more than just the documentation of this sort of a place, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can drag it in different directions. But of course, it's also about documenting a certain life, you know, and a certain rhythm of a life, you know, that is vanishing, you know. And the fact is that, you know, it looks like this place will not have people living there all year round in. I don't know, but I don't want to say that because it's also very disrespectful because people do live there, you know, and they want to live there. And it's also who should tell you what your home is, you know?
Yeah, I think despite the fact that this is filmed in Iceland, I think it's a universal thing that's happening. I live, you know, I grew up in Ireland, so I know that the same thing is happening there. But then I see that a lot of young people living in the cities aren't living the life that they wanted to because there's a lot of misleading it. Do you think that rural life is also looked down upon by society? Like if you're a farmer, you're not, maybe you haven't achieved much. And this is maybe more abstract, less related to the film. But
I don't know. I don't know. But I think if in today it's, well, you know, you should always go to university. You should work with what you have. But maybe it is looked down upon, you know, your career choices, you know, in that sense. But at the same time, Iceland is also very farm-based. I mean, it's not that long. I'm not that old, but I spent all my summers on a farm helping out, and that's what kids do. But today, people don't do that, you know. So that was one of the reasons why I feel so connected to this, you know.
Right, right. Personally, I feel that we're all the worse for it, all of us, that we're losing touch with our rural life. But that's just me, you know.
Yeah.
It's funny saying that at a film festival, which is like, what?
No, but I don't have solution. I'm making an art piece about a society that I think it's worth. I think it's worth having, you know, and one of the facts about Ulfar, his name actually means wolf, which I think is very nice, is that I think for him, when I don't know how I talked him into it, you know, he's very much, he just does things, and somehow he just said yes and didn't think more about it. And then he realized maybe it actually is quite a disruption. I was like telling him, Ulfar, you know, it's going to be really tough on you. It's not going to be easy. You're going to be so fed up with us. And he was like, well, it could well be. And then, you know, and then he just... but I think he realized the film was a testimony. It's not about him. It's about the parish. It's about the area, you know. He really cares about the parish. You know, he finds it quite, you know, saddened that, you know, because he's from there since settlement, you know.
Sure. Well, in respect to the time that we were allotted, that's all the questions that we have time for. But it was a fascinating conversation. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.